Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Wheel of Life, A Memoir of Living and Dying, is Elizabeth Kubler-Ross' personal account of the experiences that shaped her worldview as a physician, psychiatrist, and pioneering voice in end-of-life care. Known widely for bringing public attention to the emotional realities of death and grief, she uses this memoir to trace the roots of her compassion and her willingness to challenge medical and cultural avoidance of dying. The narrative moves through childhood, training, professional conflicts, and the intense encounters with patients that informed her lifelong work. Rather than a clinical handbook, it reads as a life story driven by questions about meaning, suffering, and the dignity of those facing mortality. Across its arc, the book highlights her determination to listen deeply, to advocate for humane treatment, and to live with the awareness that life is finite. It is both reflective and provocative, inviting readers to consider how confronting death can illuminate how to live. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, formative experiences and the making of a compassionate witness. A central thread in the memoir is how early life and training shaped Kubler-Ross's capacity to face suffering directly. She presents her development not as a straight path, but as a series of encounters that demanded courage and empathy. The reader sees how family expectations, social upheaval, and early exposure to illness and hardship contributed to her drive to serve. Her medical education and early clinical work are portrayed as places where technical skill often outpaced emotional preparedness, and she describes the tension between institutional norms and the human needs of patients. By framing her origins as a foundation for later advocacy, the book suggests that compassion is built through repeated contact with vulnerability, not through abstract ideals. This topic also highlights her sense of vocation, a belief that being present with suffering is a responsibility rather than an optional kindness. The memoir encourages readers to reflect on their own formative moments and how these can become sources of resilience and purpose, especially when professional or social environments discourage emotional honesty. Secondly, challenging medical silence around dying and grief. Kubler-Ross is widely associated with changing how society talks about death, and the memoir emphasizes the resistance she faced when insisting that dying patients deserved truthful, respectful communication. She describes environments where death was treated as failure and where emotional responses were minimized or hidden. Against that backdrop, she argues for listening to patients, acknowledging fear and anger, and allowing families and clinicians to engage with the reality of mortality. The book portrays her efforts to open conversations that many colleagues avoided, including the psychological and spiritual dimensions of dying. Rather than presenting a simple triumph narrative, she shows how institutional change is slow and can come with professional cost. This theme is practical for readers who work in healthcare, caregiving, or leadership roles because it examines how systems can unintentionally dehumanize people at their most vulnerable. It also speaks to everyday life by encouraging more direct conversations about loss, medical decisions, and the emotional needs of those who are seriously ill before a crisis forces rushed choices. Thirdly, lessons from patients about meaning, fear, and acceptance. The memoir underscores that many of Kubler-Ross's most enduring insights came from close contact with patients who were dying. She presents these relationships as mutual. She offered presence and advocacy, while patients offered honesty about what mattered most at the end of life. Through these encounters, the book explores how people wrestle with unfinished relationships, regrets, spiritual questions, and the desire to be seen as more than a diagnosis. It also shows that the emotional landscape of dying is rarely neat. People can experience shifting feelings, moments of peace alongside distress, and a need for control alongside dependence. This topic invites readers to think beyond stereotypes of either heroic acceptance or pure despair. It emphasizes the value of listening without rushing to fix and of supporting dignity through small acts of respect. For non-clinicians, these lessons translate into better support for loved ones and a deeper understanding of grief as a process that begins long before a death occurs. For clinicians, it reinforces the importance of communication skills as a core clinical competency. Fourthly, spiritual exploration and the search for continuity. Another important theme is Kubler-Ross's openness to spiritual questions and experiences that sit at the boundary of medicine, psychology, and personal belief. The memoir discusses her interest in the possibility of meaning that extends beyond physical decline and her willingness to explore ideas that many scientific circles viewed skeptically. She frames spirituality less as dogma and more as an inquiry into love, connection, and what helps people face mortality with less terror. This topic matters because it highlights a dimension of end-of-life care that is often neglected, the need for existential support, not only symptom management. Readers are encouraged to consider how beliefs, rituals, and inner frameworks influence the way people cope with loss. The book does not require readers to share the author's views to benefit. Instead, it models respectful curiosity and insists that emotional and spiritual needs are real parts of the human experience. In practical terms, this theme suggests that caregivers can help by making room for a person's values and questions, whether those are religious, philosophical, or simply grounded in relationships and legacy. Lastly, living with purpose by remembering death is real. The memoir circles back to a guiding idea: awareness of death can clarify how to live. Kubler-Ross presents mortality not as a morbid obsession, but as a lens that sharpens priorities. She emphasizes service, authentic connection, and the courage to speak difficult truths as ways of living that reduce regret later. This topic shows how her professional work and personal choices were intertwined, including moments of conflict, controversy, and the costs of being uncompromising. The reader sees that purpose is not static. It is revised through setbacks, illness, and changing relationships. By weaving her life story with reflections on dying, she argues that facing finitude can reduce fear and increase gratitude, while also motivating action in the present. The practical takeaway is that readers can apply end-of-life wisdom now, have overdue conversations, set boundaries, reconcile where possible, and invest time in what aligns with deeply held values. Compared with purely theoretical self-help, this perspective is grounded in lived experience and in the realities of caregiving and loss. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an honest, personal view of how one of the most influential figures in death and dying came to her convictions. Healthcare professionals, therapists, hospice workers, chaplains, and caregivers will find it especially relevant because it illuminates the emotional and ethical challenges that arise when systems prioritize procedures over people. It is also valuable for anyone coping with grief, supporting a seriously ill loved one, or simply trying to live with greater clarity and courage. The memoir can benefit a reader's life by normalizing difficult feelings around loss and by modeling the power of presence. It encourages more direct communication, greater compassion, and a deeper respect for dignity at the end of life. Its perspective can also help readers reassess priorities, strengthening relationships and reducing avoidance of essential conversations. Compared with similar books, its worth lies in the combination of memoir and advocacy. Instead of offering detached advice, it shows how beliefs were forged through real professional conflicts and human encounters. That blend of personal narrative, practical insight, and moral urgency makes it a compelling purchase for readers who want both inspiration and a grounded understanding of why end-of-life care and honest grief work matter. If you would like to support Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.